Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliate. And other insurers not available in all states and situations.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a trade war looming after the U.S. kicked off tariffs today. 25% for goods from Mexico and Canada, and China goods hiked to 20%. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says Americans already struggling with inflation could see higher prices.
Target's CEO came out today and warned that prices at his stores will probably rise in the coming days in the food aisles. If you're in the market for a new car, these tariffs could add at least $3,000 to the price tag of a new car. That's because Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. share supply chains when it comes to cars.
Tonight, President Trump addresses a joint session of Congress outlining his economic agenda that includes sweeping federal cuts and layoffs. Today, rallies from Washington, D.C. to San Francisco, protesting against Elon Musk and the Doge team's dismantling of key programs. In Rome, Pope Francis continues to battle pneumonia. The Vatican says Pope Francis has had no new respiratory crises, but will sleep with a ventilator. This is ABC News. In California, a planned resentencing hearing for Lyle and Eric Menendez this month now getting delayed. The brothers serving sentences for the murders of their parents more than 3 decades ago.
In a social media post, Lyle Menendez wrote the resentencing hearing set for the brothers this month will not occur. A delay was expected after Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the state parole board to investigate if the brothers would pose a risk to the public if they were to be released. That report will be given to the judge and could take some time for the board to put together, but Newsom's move indicates he might be considering clemency for the brothers. Lyle Menendez writing, hang tight, keep the faith. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In New Mexico, investigators say preliminary tests came back negative for carbon monoxide as the cause of death for Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman and his wife, both bodies found in their Santa Fe home last week, along with one of their dogs. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
The look of the Irish. The Shamrock Shake is here again at McDonald's. Treat yourself to a creamy vanilla soft serve, swirled with shamrock syrup and topped with delicious whipped topping. And here's the sweetest part. When you purchase a Shamrock Shake, we'll donate 25 cents to benefit local Ronald McDonald's House Charities programs. So come to a participating McDonald's, enjoy a Shamrock Shake, and spread a little green cheer to families who need it most.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain changing to snow tonight. Winter storm warning for accumulations of 4 to 8 inches and strong wind gusts higher than 40 miles an hour, producing widespread blowing snow. Low tonight in the mid-20s. Snow wrapping up tomorrow morning, but staying windy, high low 30s. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. New Trump administration tariffs on Wisconsin's largest trading partners. President Donald Trump imposing 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, doubling the tariff on China to 20%. Wisconsin's largest foreign market in 2024 was Canada. $7.9 billion worth of goods exported there represented 29% of the state's total exports. Charges filed against a Wisconsin teen in Kansas. The 17-year-old from Waukesha faces a pair of counts, including operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. He's the son of a Waukesha couple whose bodies were found in their home over the weekend. Police in Madison have arrested a woman in connection to an assault on a Metro bus driver that resulted in the bus crashing into a Madison business last week. Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday.
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. And Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. No one was injured when a BNSF train caught fire in the village of Nelson Sunday night. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, BNSF notified authorities that the train would be stopping along Highway 25 and that the fire was located to one locomotive and that there were flammable materials in cars 17 cars down from the fire. Fire crews extinguished the fire and the train did continue on under its own power. The railroad crossing in Nelson was closed for 45 minutes while fire crews extinguished that blaze. Two people were injured and several others displaced after a fire in Chippewa Falls. Fire crews were called to the scene shortly after 5 a.m. Sunday on North Herschel Street. Two people were treated on the scene, with one going to a local hospital. Fire crews did rescue one cat from an upper unit of the building. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. However, estimates of the damage are at around $150,000. Two kids are safe after their father was arrested for OWI in Eau Claire. A Wisconsin State Patrol trooper pulled over David M. Young for speeding on Highway 312 at Jeffers Avenue Saturday and determined he was driving under the influence. He also had drug paraphernalia on him. Two children, one who was 4 years old and the other a one-year-old, were in the car. The kids were turned over to their mother and Young was taken into custody. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel Monday said he supports a president's right to pardon, but disagrees with President Donald Trump's decision to pardon those who committed violent acts against police during the January 6th Capitol attacks. During a January visit to the state capitol, former U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn said Schimmel is playing both sides with his comments on Trump's pardons. Schimmel is facing Dane County Judge Susan Crawford in the April election. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
No injuries were reported from a house fire at W424 Pansy Pass in the town of Glencoe Saturday night. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, two off-duty first responders were driving through the area when they noticed the house on fire. The off-duty first responders went into the home, forced entry, and found a 50-year-old male resident asleep inside. They assisted the resident and his dog out of the house. Fire crews were able to extinguish the fire and contain it to one corner of the home. The fire is believed to have started from the area of a chimney on the side of the home. One person was injured when a truck caught fire at S-725 Highway BB on Sunday afternoon. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 25-year-old Brandon Fernholz of Mondovi and his father, 45-year-old Edmund Fernholz of Mondovi, were on their way home when they noticed smoke in the cab of the truck. A short time later, they noticed flames coming from the dashboard. Both men got out of the vehicle, and the vehicle went down an embankment and became fully engulfed in flames. The passenger did suffer a minor injury. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department responded to a car versus train crash at the 2200 block of Kruger Road. That crash took place early Sunday morning. When law enforcement showed up, they found the driver of the car with no injuries. Officials made contact with the train crew, with no one having injuries on the train. Preliminary reports by police say the car failed to yield to the train. The investigation into that accident is still ongoing. A new audit shows no errors on Wisconsin voting machines in the 2024 general election. The Wisconsin Elections Commission said local election officials audited almost 330,000 ballots by hand to validate voting equipment. Results showed there was no evidence of incorrectly counted or altered votes. Five errors with Wisconsin ballots were found to be human error and not related to electronic voting equipment. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Applications for the upcoming elk season are now underway. Applicants are required to select either the Black River Elk Range or the Clam Lake Elk Range. Hunters can purchase an elk license application online through the Go Wild License portal or in person at a licensed sales agent. The application fee is $10 and limited to one per person. Only Wisconsin residents can be issued an elk license, and only one authorization will be issued per person in their lifetime. Winners will be notified by early June. More information available at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
And Doug.
Quickly, Moo. We don't have much time. This Liberty ad is already almost over. We only have a few precious seconds to remind people to customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Okay.
Well, I guess we had more time than I thought.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Buescher betting ovals will deliver. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work. As the Western Swing kicks off at Phoenix Raceway, Chris Buescher is ready for the predominantly oval portion of the NASCAR Cup Series schedule. Sporting two top 10 finishes in the first three races, the RFK Racing pilot hopes their off-season prep continues to pay off.
My biggest goal this season, to get the year started off right, to be more competitive these first eight races, and to get a win early on. So we've been very good at Phoenix. Just a little bit of tweaking there. I feel like we have a real opportunity. So this is going to be where we, I think, really where we start to get a read on what our season can look like and what we've been able to accomplish through the offseason.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The Bucks shoot for their third straight win tonight when they take on the Hawks in Atlanta. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Milwaukee's won six of its last seven of nine, and are tied with the Pacers for the fourth best record in the East. Horizon League tournament tips off for the opening round games tonight. Green Bay Phoenix in Oakland to take on the Golden Grizzlies. Green Bay just 4-27 on the season, looking to play spoilers tonight. 3 weeks after parting with quarterback Aaron Rodgers, the Jets are releasing wide receiver Davante Adams today. By cutting Adams, the Jets receive major cap relief, clearing nearly $30 million in this year's cap. Jets also have given permission to wide receiver Alan Lazard to seek a trade before the start of the new league year on March 12th. Basketball Badgers received a commitment today from 6'4 point guard Jackson Ball from New Zealand for the 26 recruiting class. It's the second commitment for the 2026 class for the Badgers, who also landed 6'5 wing Latravian Fenderson from Racine. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants you to make some happy little memories this spring by participating in the 2025 Run for the Trees, the Happy Little Virtual 5K. I'll share more details about participating and registering by April 1st when we return. Now, this important message.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Get outdoors and support trees this spring by registering for the 2025 Run for the Trees, the Happy Little Virtual 5K. This flexible run event does not have any specific location and can be done on your own or with friends anywhere and anytime between April 19th and 27th. Wisconsin has more than 100 state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas where you can run, walk, or roll your race. Proceeds support tree planting and forest protection. Registration is encouraged by April 1st. When registering, be sure to select Wisconsin in this friendly competition as other states rally together for the cause. Don't wait to sign up. Race packets have already begun shipping. Registration is $36, and that includes a keepsake t-shirt and finisher's medal. To register, go to runsignup.com, click Find a Race, and search Trees. That's runsignup.com. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelte can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelte can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelte can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications. All 100% online with Zelte and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelte. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-380-9012. 800-380-9012. Again, that's 800-380-9012.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain changing to snow tonight. Winter storm warning for accumulations of 4 to 8 inches and strong wind gusts higher than 40 miles an hour, producing widespread blowing snow. Low tonight in the mid-20s. Snow wrapping up tomorrow morning, but staying windy, high low 30s. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel final bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. It is the final day of Commodity Classic, which is underway in Denver. And I think the best way to describe as we look at these markets today, and Jim McCormick is joining us, and he talked about the string, which made me think of that sweater. When you get the snag in the sweater and you start pulling the string and notice that things start unraveling. And I think that's really how this whole thing that's happening right now is kind of like that unraveling sweater per se. And as you heard me mention, Jim McCormick is joining us. He's with agmarket.net, and it all started kind of last night a little bit when we saw the finals that, yes, this is going to happen. We're going to have tariffs. Markets saw a little bit of reaction overnight, and then wham, we hit the day trade.
We hit the day trade. Market broke really hard. Now, mid-session, we did get somewhat of a little of a rebound, I think a little bit of uncertainty. You know, the trade date, the tariff date, it's kind of interesting. It did fall here on, you know, the date of the State of the Union address. So I think there's going to be a little bit interesting, maybe get a little bit more clarity of what President Trump's thinking about on the State of the Union address. But the fact of the matter is, if you are importing slap 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, they are going to retaliate. Canada's already announced some of its retaliation. Mexico's going to announce theirs here over the weekend. But the fact of the matter is, Susan, it just makes things more expensive. And it makes more expensive for the consumer, and that will have a negative effect on the economy, because as those prices go up 20-25% to bring it in and they get passed on to that buyer, that buyer's more like his boss isn't going to give him a 25% pay raise today. So this is going to have some economic impacts on everybody.
So you look at that, we're talking China, talking Mexico, talking Canada, three majors that we deal with all the time. And it makes for a little bit of nervousness in the barn.
It definitely does. Because, like I said, they're the three. And then not to mention, he is also talking about more tariffs on Europe as a whole. And Europe's also is actually our biggest trading partner. So, I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is, I think Warren Buffett said it best. We are in war. We are in a trade war right now. And, you know, hopefully we can de-escalate it very, very quick, because it could get out of control. And what will happen, I fear, is you start getting it out of control, prices start going up. Guess what happens, Susan? The prices go up. Inflation's already starting to uptick. It drives inflation. And then what's the Fed's going to have to do? It's going to raise interest rates to rein in that inflation. And we know what happened last time it started raising interest rates. It really kind of hit the economy.
So many things to break down, and I think you can't have your blinders on as things go. And it's not like you guys haven't been talking about this from an agricultural perspective for months, but now it's here. So to this producer that's listening to this and seeing and watching the prices on their screen, what thought process should they be going through?
Well, right now, it's no doubt about it. When you look over the price of grains right now here as the day of the tariffs compared to the word just a few weeks ago, they've no doubt about it. The prices have collapsed. But in a way, I think it's good. We knew he was going to do it. We've done it. Now we get to reset. And I think once we get through this reset, you will start seeing people trade a little bit of weather and all that. But it just shows you the uncertainty that we have right now in the markets. And that says when you can lock in profits, I'm encouraging people to do it, because the uncertainty we've seen the last 6 weeks, history tells us it's probably going to get a little bit more chaotic as we go into the spring, summer, and into the fall.
Well, as you and I are talking, obviously, we're seeing the markets come off the little bit of the lows, and you talked about some technical buying happening in the trade.
Yeah, if you look at the corn, drawing off some trend lines off some of the lows, we kind of went into that zone. There's some horizontal support right near today's lows, and I think you saw some technical buyers said, hey, look, we've been trading the hype of this trade war for multiple weeks now, ever since, essentially, he was inaugurated in. So the technical guys came in here and tried to take a stab at it. We'll see. I mean, so, and I could corn technically right now today as we're recording this, fundamentally it's going to be a little bit more murky, like I said, because you got the State of the Union and you still have to wait and see how Mexico retaliates, and we have to see, does U.S. retaliate against the retaliation, to be quite honest.
So curiosity, because how does USMCA all work into all of this that was put in place when Trump was in the administration the first time? Is there some sort of retaliation that could come back through that because he's putting these tariffs in place?
I'm not certain it is. I do know President Trump has already talked about how he wants to renegotiate the USMAC. So this is probably just going to be part of that all-encompassing renegotiating of these treaties of trade.
So earlier there was some rumors that were running around, and maybe there's still rumors at this point that China had said they weren't going to take beans from three U.S. companies. Is this tied to what's going on right now?
This is tied to what's going on right now. Essentially, the Chinese government had a kind of a big meeting over the weekend, and they came out with a relatively aggressive stance about retaliation against the tariffs. It seemed like they took that first 10% tariff kind of relatively, they didn't like it, but they just kind of swallowed it. This second round, I think it's kind of got their attention. And China's in a very tough position right now, Susan, because their economy just has not rebounded from COVID. So their housing market is really struggling. A lot of Chinese wealth is built into the housing market. They own multiple houses as a way to essentially retire. They don't have the safety nets the United States has. So their economy is struggling. So this is where it gets really tricky. A lot of people say that puts China in a very weak position. I'm a little bit leery about it. When you put somebody that big into the corner, it could go the other way and they could get even more aggressive. Something we need to watch and be cautious about.
We know we saw them this negotiation last time drag on with them for quite some time. And that's kind of feel like where that's the avenue we're going down.
It is. That's my fear. I think there's hope that this negotiation is going to go quick. But it seems like one thing we know historically, if you look back, when tariffs go on, they don't come off. Remember, the original China tariffs that Trump put on are still in play. Now, they backed a few of, you know, the phase one deal that we all talk about kept additional trade tariffs from being implemented. But the original ones are still on. So, you know, something we need to be cautious about. I mean, I hope they come off quick because the reality is it is an expense to the consumer. It's a, you know, the, whoever buys that product, they pass it along to their buyers. And, you know, that's not what we need for our economy.
How easily we forget about that because we had 4 years plus in between that. But good reminder. Well, stick around, folks. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk more about this. We'll look at it from a livestock perspective as well as a listener question coming in talking about Mexico and these tariffs. We'll look at that and a whole lot more. And you heard Jim talk, too, about we're going to eventually move back to let's focus on the weather and we get quicker approaching our spring planting opportunities here in the United States. From Commodity Classic, it's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell at Commodity Classic. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues with Jim McCormick at AgMarket.net. So we do have a listener question that comes in regards to Mexico, knowing that how dry they are, wondering how is this whole tariff thing going to work when it comes to they need the corn to feed their livestock, they need the food grade corn to feed their people. It's dry. Now what?
What it means, plain and simple, is they're going to pay more for the product. They are going to, the importers of that corn are going to pay 25% more for that corn. And then more than likely, their consumers who buy that corn are going to get charged 25% more. So what, you know, if they retaliated a full 25%, that's what I'm assuming. We don't know what the retaliation is, but assuming they do the full retaliation, it just gets passed on, which will hurt their economy because essentially costs go up. But what you're going to do, Susan, I fear in the long run is you're going to change a habit. So there's nothing they can do about it right now. They are built, and we've built this massive rail system to get corn from the U.S. into Mexico. But what's going to happen, I fear, if we do not get this settled, Mexico is going to say, U.S. is not a reliable trading partner. I need to find an alternative. And the alternative, I fear, is going to be, is they're going to build a deep sea port, probably with the help of China investment, because China likes to do this, so their Silk and Road Initiative, in essence. They will build a port somewhere in China, in Mexico, that'll allow them within probably 5 years to be able to import corn, beans, whatever the product they need from somewhere else, more than likely Brazil and Argentina. And then what happens is we just lose demand. And this is deja vu, folks, because the reality is 6 years ago, we started a trade war with China. We had that phase one trade agreement. We all know China never actually followed up on the phase one trade agreement. But what have they done? They've just expanded their footprint and bought more and more and more goods from, guess who? Our biggest competition, Brazil. So to answer the question, near term, they're stuck buying our high-priced corn. Long term, we could be doing long-term damage to that demand.
So from a livestock perspective, how does all the tariffs happening, how do you see that weighing in on their markets?
Well, I mean, essentially, we export a lot of pork to Mexico primarily. Same situation. If she, you know, the tariffs go across, if she doesn't tariff pork, they're good to go. But she tariffs pork 25%, all of a sudden, maybe our pork's not as competitive and they buy it from somewhere else. Or their consumers just can't afford it and they go without. On the other hand, you know, the tariffs coming back in, you start tariff all the livestock coming in. We get a lot of livestock from Canada. That Canadian cow and Mexican cow gets a little bit more expensive. And those expenses, you bring them in, that buyer who brings that across the border, he is not going to bring that product across the border, be it livestock, grain, whatever it is, car parts, they won't bring that in unless they can jack that price up and get it, you know, when they sell it to their final destination.
So really, in a nutshell, with all the tariffs that are happening and this tit for tat that's going on, in the end, it's the consumer that's going to be hurt. It's going to be the American farmer that's going to be hurt. And they're still going to have the disagreements in the government side of it.
I 100% that's what happens when you think about it. If you slap a 25% tariff on everything that crosses the border from Mexico and Canada, and they slap a 25% tariff on any product from the U.S. that comes across into theirs, what have you done? You've just driven the price of everything 25%. We haven't gained anything except for the consumer. Like I said, because he's going to end up paying 25% more. So the only way he can afford to eat that is what? He's got to go to his boss and say, hey, boss, can I get a 25% pay raise? Then you get inflation, because essentially you've got inflation price on supply, but now you're going to have inflation on dollars, which then forces the Fed to raise interest rates, which is already tough right now if you're trying to finance anything.
Let's focus on another thing we can't control, and that's the weather. And we know that eventually, like you said at the first half, we're going to go from tariff talks to weather coming back into the marketplace a little bit more.
I believe so. I mean, the fact of the matter is we are very, very dry across a good portion of the Midwest and in the western part of the country. The weather guys we talk to, they are concerned that that dryness will continue to percolate throughout the summer. The latest forecast I saw, maybe the eastern part of the country might actually be a little bit wet in planting, which is going to be interesting because a lot of people think we're going to plant 95 million acres. We'll see if we can get all the acres in. But that drought that you were mentioning in Mexico, historically, not always, but historically, is where do droughts come out of? The Southwest. So that is what we're watching to see if that drought in Mexico migrates essentially into our plains.
Biggest takeaway for you as you had a chance to be here at Commodity Classic talking to all the folks that stopped by your booth, what's one thing that stuck to your mind?
It's a very challenging year, very tough year, but right here, right now, we are going to plant a lot of corn acres. That is the synopsis. I think you're at 95.5 million acres of corn. We get 95.5 million acres of corn. If we have trend line yields or very close to trend line yields, we will bury the U.S. in corn, and you'll see prices back down near last fall lows.
Best way to get a hold of you guys?
Agmarket.net. Sign up there, get a free trial of our app, get our research, go there.
All right. And of course, if you had the opportunity and you were at Commodity Classic, maybe you swung by and saw them as well. Quick side note, you're going to hear more about all these market happenings coming up this weekend during the Nebraska Soybean Board Weekly Market Roundup, as the folks from agmarket.net will be joining us to talk more about what happened this week. Of course, at Commodity Classic is where we have been. Quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's been the on-the-road version of the Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Agriculture reporters were thick in Arlington, Virginia last week for the USDA's Ag Outlook Forum. The agency's chief economist predicted record corn production and lower grain prices, but he also had some good news for livestock producers. I'll have the details when we return. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Ag Solutions Financial Area Manager, about the financing programs available from Nutrien.
That's where we really use our relationships with our strategic suppliers, whether that be the chemical manufacturers or the seed manufacturers. We partner with them to be able to put together a program to be able to offer financing for their products and some of our products as well that will give them competitive low interest rate programs with due dates that are around harvest or following harvest, so that they can have a little more flexibility during the season to make the best decisions for those acres. We know the name of the game is productivity, so if we can give a little flexibility in those purchases to alleviate some of those cash flow constraints during the season, that's what we're striving for.
Nutrien Ag Solutions offers financing options at every retail location across the country. For a full list of retailers, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. USDA economist Seth Meyer outlined the mixed outlook for the protein sector at last week's Ag Outlook Forum. The beef industry remains in contraction mode as the cattle herd is still shrinking with ongoing record-high feeder cattle prices. Ranchers just aren't retaining enough heifers to turn the cycle around, and that's keeping beef prices elevated. Strong domestic demand is also helping drive prices even higher, and Meyer doesn't expect much relief for consumers until the cattle cycle turns, something that may take another year or two. For pork producers, there's a different story. Meyer noted that swine productivity has rebounded, particularly in pigs per litter, after a period of slow gains. That, along with lower feed costs, is helping stabilize the industry. And on the demand side, pork exports are on the rise, particularly to markets in Asia and Mexico. That's creating some optimism, though strong exports may limit how much of those savings get passed on to U.S. consumers. Meanwhile, the egg sector continues to struggle under the weight of highly pathogenic avian influenza. USDA estimates that the U.S. layer flock stands at around 291 million birds, far below the 320 to 325 million needed to stabilize egg prices. Meyer pointed out that repeated HPAI outbreaks are preventing recovery, meaning consumers could continue seeing elevated egg prices at the grocery store. Dairy markets, on the other hand, are holding steady. Meyer said flat milk prices could lead to some improvements in profitability as feed costs level out, and globally, U.S. dairy exports are becoming more competitive, which could help keep milk demand firm even if domestic consumption remains sluggish. But the market focus didn't stay on the Ag Outlook Forum very long. On Thursday, President Donald Trump reconfirmed that tariffs on Canada and Mexico will take effect in early March. Mexico is a top buyer of U.S. pork, and if tariffs lead to retaliatory actions, it could slow down the recent rebound in export demand. I'll have more when we come back.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
So what does the information from the Ag Outlook Forum mean for grocery shoppers? While pork and dairy prices may see some relief thanks to lower feed costs, beef and eggs are likely to stay expensive. The ongoing contraction in the cattle herd and repeated HPAI losses in the layer flock make it difficult to project when prices will come down. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bauerbilt Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain changing to snow tonight. Winter storm warning for accumulations of 4 to 8 inches and strong wind gusts higher than 40 miles an hour, producing widespread blowing snow. Low tonight in the mid-20s. Snow wrapping up tomorrow morning, but staying windy, high low 30s. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
It was just another night in a hayfield. Till she climbed down off of them four wheels, yeah, yeah. Soon as that sundress hit the headlights, every tailgate way out there was like, yeah, yeah. She started walking over to me like she already knew me. She sat down right beside me and asked if I was here alone. And I said, yeah, yeah, like I was nodding right along to a song. Say yeah, 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 yeah. She brought me a cup and I tried it. A little fruity, but she asked if I liked it. So I said yeah, 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 yeah. Then she played me some band on her iPod. Kinda hit me, kinda hippie, and I thought, no. But I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, you wanna take a walk to the river, maybe cool off. She said, I know a good spot. And then she took my hand and I said, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio, yeah, yeah. Girl, how could I say no? Whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind, so I can say yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. A little later under that full moon, I didn't want the night to end too soon. I said it's getting late, do you need to go? I was like, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio, yeah, yeah. Girl, if you say so, whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind, so I can say, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across the
down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys, and this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. All right now. So if you ever see a man in a cowboy hat and you think to yourself, I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk.
Nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Hey, old friend, thanks for calling. It's good to know somebody cares. Yeah, she's gone, but I don't feel like talking. Might be just too much to bear to hear somebody say it's time certain, or to hear somebody say she ain't worth it. 'Cause you don't know like I do. You never understand. And you don't know we've been through. Your bad girl's my best friend. And there's no way you're gonna help me. She's the only one who can. No, you don't know how much I've got to lose. You don't know like I do. I'm drowning in these memories. Fills my soul with all the little things. And I can't cope. It's like a death inside the family. It's like she stole my way to breathe. So don't try to tell me I stop her. Don't try to tell me she ain't worth it. You don't know like I do. You never understand. And you don't know we've been through. And that girl's my best friend. And there's no way you're gonna help me. She's the only one who cares. No, you don't know how much I got to lose. You don't know like I
copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, he don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I heard the door slam and I couldn't tell. Was it just the wind or was she mad again? Oh, hell. She's getting in her car. I hollered, baby, is there something wrong? Thought I heard her say something sounding like I'm gone. But these days gone can mean so many things. There's gone for good and there's good and gone. And there's gone with a long before it. I wish you'd been just a little more clear. There's gone for the day and gone for the night. And gone for the rest of your doggone life. Is it whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Well, it's getting dark out, she ain't back yet. Ain't called home, turned off the phone. Oh man, this might not be good. I would have stopped her when she went to leave, but I didn't call, cause I didn't really think what I'm thinking now. I'm still not sure what gone is all about. Cause there's gone for good and there's good and gone. And there's gone with the long before it. I wish you'd been just a little more clear.
Baby, tell me, where'd you ever learn to fight without saying no word? Then waltz back into my life like it's all gonna be alright. Don't you know how much it hurts when we don't talk, when we don't touch, when it doesn't feel like we're even in love? It matters to me when I don't know what to say, don't know what to do, don't know if it really even matters to you. How can I understand?